We start again by coming to the presence of the body. Being aware of the body in the sitting posture, we let the mind rest in the body, just as the body rests on the cushion. And also taking a moment to check in on the condition of the mind and establishing mindfulness, aware of the quality of the mind when mindfulness is present. Establishing that monitoring, supervising dimension of mindfulness. And equipped in this way, we are ready for the body scan. At this time, we will do it more swiftly, in the understanding that slow or fast is not in itself a sign of proficiency. Simply different modes to adjust to the situation according to what it requires. At times the mind may feel quite active. If we would do a very slow scan, it would probably amble off, wander away. So we do swift scan, repeatedly. At other times, the mind wants to scrutinize, it wants details, so we go slowly, part by part, taking a close look at every part, earth element. Working creatively, flexibly, attuned to the present moment, avoiding that the practice becomes something done in autopilot mode. That is the opposite of mindfulness. Doing something automatically, always exactly the same way. So we start with the head, aware of the head, earth element, and from the head moving down to the neck, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, hips, legs, and feet. And we are aware of this body in the sitting posture, of its solidity, of the internal earth element. And wherever the body touches the ground, external earth element. And that sense of gravity, allowing that pull of gravity to pull away all our tensions, relaxing into that gravity. And from the place where we can feel the touch of the external earth element, allowing this perception of the external earth element to expand, being aware that this external earth element, which is out in the front direction, far into the distance, and from the front we keep gradually moving towards the right, towards the back, towards the left. And completing the circle towards the front. A way of earth element in all directions. Sitting on the planet Earth. And not only supported by that solidity of the planet Earth, but also in constant exchange, taking in earth element through food, and constantly breathing in the oxygen produced by the plants on the surface of the earth, the trees, the plankton in the ocean, breathing in that oxygen. And within whole body awareness, we are aware of the process of breathing, discerning inhalation and exhalation. In the understanding of our interrelatedness, dependency, reliance on the earth, even just to be able to breathe. Almost as a feeling, a form of intimacy with the earth. Breathing in, breathing out, as part of whole body awareness, whole body from the viewpoint of solidity earth element and the sense of gravity. Feeling deeply connected with the earth. Sustained by it, supported by it, at one with it. Mindfulness monitors. And notices whenever we have become distracted, when the mind has wandered away. By now we have come to be at ease with the lack of control over the mind. Smilingly we greet distraction. Oh, there you are again. And discern. Short distraction. Good, just come back. Coming back to present moment, all body awareness, connected with the earth, breathing. Longer distraction? Investigate. Let me see. That longer distraction, was it with a pleasant affective tone, or rather unpleasant, or somewhere in between, kind of neutral, as tools to help us recognize the underlying current beneath the thoughts, images, associations, so we can discern if that was predominantly a modality of greed, or predominantly an expression of some form of anger, irritation, aversion, or else if it was neither of the two, just ambling around in delusion, for no purposes, just jumping here and there. And as we keep developing familiarity with these three root defilements, these three root poisons, the presence and the absence, naturally we find that from the sitting meditation, this kind of recognition informs our daily life. It spreads into our daily activities when we notice in ourselves, at times in others, whether there's greed or its absence, whether there's anger or its absence, whether there's delusion or its absence. And as this mindfulness of these three root defilements starts to spread from the sitting to other times of our life, we come to realize how useful it is to look at things from this perspective. Not taking anything personal, not getting obsessed with particular individuals, seeing whatever happens as expression of either the influence of these three or their absence. But coming back for the time being to the sitting meditation, having discerned after a longer distraction its predominant feeling tone and mental condition, we also take time to observe the present condition of the mind when it is temporarily free from that particular defilement. We are not deluding ourselves that the mind is completely free. In the acknowledgement that the root of the defilement is still in the mind, nevertheless, right now it does not manifest on the surface of the mind. And that much is sufficient for relief, for rejoicing even. Oh, good. Oh, agreeable my mind right now. Oh, beautiful my mind right now, that it is not overgrown, overpowered by one of these three root defilements. And we allow wholesome joy to arise. In the clear understanding that wholesome types of joy and happiness, they lead us onwards on the path. They are an integral part of the path. The subtle joy, the subtle pleasant feeling of being in the present moment, the joy of rejoicing in a wholesome condition of the mind, all of these are tools, very skillful tools, for the progress of our practice. And when the mind is joyful, the three root defilements have temporarily gone into abeyance, we are ready to cultivate compassion. With the continuity of whole body awareness, breath as part of whole body, mindful monitoring, and the joy of being in the present moment, with a state of mind that is not under the power of defilements. Equipped with all these, we now arouse the mental condition of compassion, that wish for the absence of harm. And that arousal could be by some reflections or phrases. May all beings be free from harm and affliction, free from suffering. Or it could be just the word compassion. Karuna. In Pali, or it could be some image that we call up in the mind, maybe a little baby, or a kitten, a puppy, a little bird, squirrel, whatever image that calls up in us this association of wanting to protect, wanting this being to be free from harm, free from hurt, free from suffering. Whatever we find useful for this purpose, that is the right approach for us. And we use this to cultivate the attitude, the mental disposition of compassion. In the clear understanding that this is compassion and not empathy, it is not about taking onto ourselves the pain and suffering of others, empathy, but much rather it is about wishing the absence of pain and suffering, compassion. And having used whatever reflection, word, image, whatever tool we find useful to arouse compassion, eventually we let go of this tool. we shift from doing compassion to being compassion. We shift from doing to being by letting go of all activity to arouse compassion. It has been aroused. And by just allowing our whole being, body and mind, to be completely suffused by compassion, completely filled by compassion, completely pervaded by compassion. Allowing compassion to spread over our whole body and mind. Soak it, drench it, pervade it, suffuse it. And just abiding in this condition of being compassion, embodied compassion, at one with compassion. And now, somewhat similar to what we did earlier with the earth element, we again open up into the different directions to allow the compassion to become boundless, appamana. And this becoming boundless does not require any force, pushing, straining, having to achieve something. It is just a gentle and soft opening up. Somewhat like a lamp that is surrounded by curtains. And all we need to do is to softly and gently withdraw the curtains and let that lamp shine as far as it wishes to shine. The light of compassion does not have to shine up to a certain level or distance. We are completely unconcerned with that. All we want to do is to withdraw that curtain, to allow that light of compassion to shine however far it wishes to shine. And so we withdraw the curtain in the front. And gently, softly keep withdrawing that curtain, moving to the right, the back, the left, and coming back to the front. Boundless compassion in all directions. And differing from the approach we used from the, we now also withdraw the curtain, opening up in the direction above and in the direction below. Compassion in all directions. The four cardinal directions, above and below. Boundless compassion. No limit, no boundaries, not excluding anyone. And we may, if we wish, use the awareness of the process of breathing as a support for this abiding, without changing the breath in any way, just as a matter of attention, with the in-breath, with every inhalation, we can be more aware of this quality of compassion, of this sublime mental attitude, wishing non-harm, absence of suffering, absence of pain, compassion. This divine abiding, a quality that is as if heaven on earth. Compassion. And with every exhalation, we can be more aware of the spaciousness of the mind, of the boundless condition, the immeasurable condition of the mind that abides in the liberation, the temporary liberation of the mind, through compassion. By in this way, attending to every inhalation, mental attitude of compassion, and every exhalation, the spaciousness, this basic rhythm by natural breathing, helps us to maintain the momentum of practice. And of course, whenever we get distracted, same procedure as earlier. Short distraction, just coming back to the practice. Longer distraction, we discern. Was this any of these three defilements? And if need be, we gradually build up again, doing compassion, being compassion, opening up front, right, back, left, above, below, boundless compassion. But at times we find, if a defilement manifests briefly, we can just let it dissolve in the spaciousness of the mind. Where it has no ground to stand up and perturb. Compassion. Boundless compassion.